Prayer to Rejoice in God's Unfailing Love When Life is Stressful by Tiffany Tabalt, read by Leah Martin.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When I said, "My foot is slipping," your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Psalm 94, 18 through 19. Life, people, deadlines, illness, bills, responsibilities, mechanical issues. They all seem to mount up, break down, and cause moments of stress, which burdens us down in its unrelenting fury. We want to quickly work through finding solutions and find a way to neatly tie everything up so that we can move on to more fun, more relaxing, or more of the things that bring us joy. Sometimes in the midst of all the broken down stuff of life, when issues keep piling even more stuff on top of us, there's the potential for us to nosedive into the pit of anxiousness and depression. Sometimes it seems there's no way out, no relief in sight, no ending to all the stuff. Sometimes it feels as though you're losing control of your hope, your finances, your health, and even your sanity in those moments of unrelenting issues. The writer of this psalm was faced with tremendous stress. He knew that he was slipping into anxiety, and he was overwhelmed with all the stuff that life was throwing his way. He turned his eyes to the Lord and cried out for help. He focused on the unfailing love of the Lord. Unfailing. He knew that the Lord's love for him would never stop. It would never break. It would not end, ever. He knew from firsthand experience that though he was feeling anxious in all his situations, the Lord's presence brings comfort and even joy. So whatever you're facing today, whatever is causing you to be anxious, you too can know that even during all the stuff, the Lord is right there with you to bring you comfort and joy. His love for you is unfailing. That means the Lord's love for you will not stop. It will not break. It will not end ever. Immerse yourself in the Bible, into the scriptures, searching it for all the ways the Lord loves you. And frequently pour your heart and all your worries out to Him in prayer. Meditate on the Bible verses that speak of His love for you. He is there to comfort you, to bring you joy. He will be there with you as you go through every moment of your journey. He's there for you in all the ups and downs of your days. His love for you is unfailing. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that your love for me is unfailing. Thank you that when I feel like I'm slipping under the weight of all the stuff, that you're there to support me with your unfailing love. Help me to cling to that truth as I'm overwhelmed by all the situations I'm facing today. Help me when I feel anxiety's grip, trying to squeeze out my peace, my patience, and my endurance. Console and comfort me, Lord, with your unfailing love, so that my soul can be filled with your joy. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in an everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.